afternoon. Welcome to Tell Me More with Carol Holloway. I am excited to be here to spend my first day of the new year here at WWDB Media at Beasley Media Group with Wes over there in the production room, who's going to be popping in some music for me during today's show, because I thought it was important to kick off this new year with some power of positivity, with some living our life positively, with realizing that money does not buy us everything. And a lot of us have been feeling the pinch over the past year, two, 3 years or so, you know, with finances, with being laid off from our jobs, with missing time from work from COVID. There's so many things that have caused issues in our life, you know, the looming fear of inflation or, you know, well, inflation is happening, but of getting worse, of a recession. So I thought it would be really important to take some time to be grateful in our lives the day after New Year's. How many of you have decided to make a New Year resolution and maybe already decided you can't do it? Or maybe some of you just don't do it at all. We talked about that last week when Aaron was in the studio with me, my number one grandchild, chiming in on a couple things. And I thought to myself, wow, it cost absolutely not 1 cent to be a decent human being in this world. Not one penny. Not all the money in the world can make you a decent human being if you're not one already. And we already know out there that there are some people out there that are really sitting on the fence of not being a good human being. So I thought about some of the things that money can't buy us in our lives. And I wanted to know more. And I spent quite a bit of time doing some research on, of course, the power of positivity and being happy. And I came across a quote from Benjamin Franklin, and it goes like this. Money has never made man happy, nor will it. There is nothing in its nature to produce happiness. The more of it one has, the more one wants. Unquote. And we've heard that over and over again. You know, you never have enough money, you never have enough money. And I've met people that basically don't have 2 cents to put together sometimes. And they are some of the happiest people I know. And then I've met some really important, well-off people that have a lot. And as all they do is complain and bicker, and they're not happy. So I thought it would be important to spend some time. Like when you reach a certain age in your life, you begin to realize the importance of money. And while money can't buy happiness, it does provide some security. That is true. It does provide a roof over your head, a house, but it doesn't provide a home. Think about that for a minute. So money can put a house, can give you a house, but it doesn't make your house a home, right? So there's only the things that you bring to your house that can make it a home. And that was the first thing that really struck me when I was doing my research, because there's so much that money cannot do. And I thought about that because I always think of my house as a home. It's a home. People come to my home. They're comfortable. It's not stodgy. You can put your feet up if you want to. Everything is not pristine and gorgeous. Sometimes I don't even vacuum. But it made me think about all of these different things that are important in that we think are important. And maybe it's time to put our priorities and our thoughts in a different place as we kick off 2023. I'm feeling very positive about 2023. And I wanted to talk about some other things. Like, you know, when I was talking to Wes, I'm like, you know, like, for example, money can't buy you love. Money can buy lust, for sure. It can buy that on a street corner, depending on, you know, what you're looking for. And it can buy attraction and power. So people can be attracted to you because of your money, or they could be attracted to you because of your power, but it doesn't buy you love. It just can't. And love is something intimate. It's something heartfelt. It's also something extremely mysterious. And there's no amount of money in the world that can buy that. You just can't. You can try. You can try to smooth somebody, but either they love you or they don't. And part of that makes me think about true love, because I actually heard somebody say once, well, I like you, but I don't love you. And when you're in a relationship with somebody, it makes you sit back and go, huh. Now, this was when I was much younger and never understood exactly what that meant. But it's just so simple. You know, when I got older, I thought about it like, yeah, there's a lot of people I really like, but I don't necessarily love them. And money isn't going to make somebody who you're attracted to love you anymore, unless there is an ulterior motive like power or them wanting your money. So money is not going to buy you anything better than what you think. I shouldn't say what you think it'll bring you, because some people think money will bring them more. But it's used to pay for a product or service. That's what money is for. It's to buy some conveniences. It's to buy some comfort. It's to buy some luxury items. But they're really not what truly human beings need. We all need that compassion. And many of us find this out the hard way. The more crap we accumulate, the emptier we feel. And I think all of us are raised in a culture, especially here in the United States of America, that glamorizes wealth, which in effect leads to misconceptions and false beliefs. And I quoted that from The Power of Positivity. And I believe that is true if you look at where we are in our society. Another thing that money doesn't buy us is truth. Money can buy influence. It certainly can. And we see that with what happens year over year with our politicians and elections and different things that are happening in the world. But truth is, it can be influenced by money, but it doesn't necessarily mean it is the truth. And oftentimes, money is spent to push a belief or an agenda, which is not necessarily the truth. And we just went through 4+ years of non-truth and lies. So truth is something that is so respected and not always hard to find, because you hear, oh, I just told a little white lie, or I just told a little fib. Usually when I'm going to tell a little white lie or a little fib, I'll preface it by saying, I'm lying to you, because it helps me put truth in the statement that I'm saying. But sometimes it's the money that wins when it comes to the influence and the agendas and pushing our beliefs. It's not because of the money, but it's not what is going to, no matter how much money is spent, truth will always reveal itself in the end. Always will reveal itself in the end. And I throw that one out to so many people out there, especially when you have family members that are constantly lying to other family members. You know, families that probably have some of the hardest time with the truth. You know, and just a simple example of truth. Let me give you a little example. I happen to have a mother who doesn't know how to be truthful with her children. She tells every child a different story. And then when we get together and we talk about it, we're all like, oh my God, what is going on? Is she losing her mind, or is she doing this intentionally? Now, some will say, oh, she does it because she loves you. She's telling you what she wants to hear. I don't care about that crap. I don't want you to tell me what you want me to hear. I want you to tell me the truth. So no amount of money can buy that. Time. Oh my goodness. I always have time for my grandkids. I love my grandkids to pieces. Time is something that you can never, ever, ever, ever get back, because every day you're alive, you're 1 minute closer to dying. So money can't buy you time. And I know this sounds a little depressing, but again, it's truthful. Going back to my previous statement, our life starts to fade from the minute we are born. And I am seriously taking this from The Power of Positivity. Our life does, from the minute we are born, then we are on the journey of our life to die. That is what it is all about. And despite all the scientific and medical advances that are out there, there really isn't practical ways to extend our life indefinitely. We just can't do it. And extremely wealthy people, you know, have countless ways to spend money in vain attempts to try to keep their life living longer. Now, I'm going to tie this in, you know, when I talk about time, I'm going to tie it into health in a couple minutes, because without your health, you have nothing, right? And all the money in the world can't necessarily buy you health. So I'm going to tie that in just a minute. But no amount of money in the world can turn back the clock. None. It just can't. And we simply have to live our life in the moment, moment by moment, and we should really try to live our life to the fullest. And sometimes I get mad at myself when I'm not nice, you know, where I snap at somebody, or, you know, I feel that little bit of road rage and I'm like, eh, like time could be taken away from me in an instant. So could my life, because of just not having the kindness. And that comes into another play. This is such an endless topic. We could probably talk about this for so long. But, you know, time is something that is so important. And people have said to me, and they've probably said to you, well, if you could go back and live your life over, would you change it? Well, it's a nice thought to have, but I don't have the opportunity to come back and live my life over again unless you believe in reincarnation and you believe in being able to come back and live your life over. So when people say that to me, no, this is the path I chose in my life. And so, you know, the time to go back and relive it over again is not ever going to happen in this lifetime unless somebody invents a time machine. And when people say, well, I would have, or I should have, or I could have, and again, that comes back to time, because you made the decision at that particular time to do something. So you can't woulda, coulda, shoulda of your life. You can woulda, coulda, you could would have, or maybe I should the future, but you can't woulda, coulda, shoulda of something that already passed, because you don't know what you woulda, coulda, shoulda have done in the time of that moment. So money's not going to buy you time to change those decisions that were already made. This is a big one coming up, and I really hope we find it in our society moving into 2023, as we're just right in the beginning of this year. And this is a broadcast that I'm doing, that even though I'm talking about the new year in 2023, I feel like if I have a moment where I'm not here at the studio, I feel like this is these are topics that we can touch on all the time. And I feel like this is a show that can be repeated over and over again. Peace. That's P-E-A-C-E, not like a piece of pie. Our thoughts, they're the only thing that can ever bring you true peace. They really are. And one aspect is accepting when bad things happen and trying to turn it into a positive experience. Now, I know that's not always easy to do when somebody wrongs you, or an employer has treated you poorly, or you lose your job, or they lay you off, or you get ill, or whatever. But how do you turn that into a positive experience? You have to try to find peace in the situation, which is not always easy. We don't always have the wherewithal to look inside ourselves and say, what is the next step? What can we do to not dwell on this any longer? And I'm equally as guilty as so many out there when somebody has done us wrong, to be able to find peace within ourselves. But when all is said, you know, what is important is your inner peace. It doesn't depend on how much money you have, what is the balance of your checkbook or your bank statement. It's how you train your mind, how you set your expectations, and how you define what inner peace truly means to you. Now, to all of us, it might mean one thing or another. You know, we might carry our grudges for a long time and then finally realize that it's not worth carrying those grudges. It's time to come to peace with those grudges. And again, this happens a lot in families where there's bickering going on, and, you know, people aren't getting along and people are fighting. And you know what? If you're not contributing to that fighting and that that crap that can sometimes go on within a family, those family dynamics, if you take a step back and saying, I'm not dealing with this because this is out of my control, because I know what's going on, I think that's a time when you find some inner peace within the family that happens. And and I think that happens at work, in work situations as well, when there's so much going on and you just have to step back and say, how does this affect me? Does it affect me? And can I find the balance of what is happening in this particular case as opposed to the balance of your bank statement? So I always talk about how lucky I am to be here at WWDB and how I'm lucky enough to have two shows here. This one, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, and my Tuesday morning show from 8 to 9 called Home Improvement Fix and Facts. And it brought to mind, like, some people have said to me, oh my gosh, Carol, you're so talented. You just seem to know what you're doing. And I'm like, no, I don't think that. But it's a compliment that somebody is paying me, and I have to learn to accept when somebody says, wow, you know, I listened to your show and it was really great, or wow, I listened to your show and I didn't agree with it, or wow, I listened to your show and I learned something. And so that brought to mind the thing that money can't buy you is talent. It just can't buy you talent. Like, Wes is over there running the board, but I could learn how to run it, but it's not going to give me the talent to be able to do it as smoothly and seamlessly as he can do over there. I'm going to make a lot of mistakes. You can learn, you can develop a talent, but you can never really purchase the talent or the skill. Sometimes we just have gifts and abilities that we possess within our body and our mind that are priceless. And you can see, you know, some people might have an unbelievable singing voice, and then others will take lessons to achieve a better singing voice. But when you have a God-given talent that comes naturally to you, whether it's problem solving, whether it's something like this in the radio or the television or the stage or the theater, whether it's a natural talent for helping people and being a doctor or a caregiver, those are talents that come from inside you. It's an innate thing that there is yes, you have the ability to learn a skill or a talent, but it's not anything when you have that innate ability inside you that you can really purchase with money. And the mental process and the dexterity of our mind and body is never able to be purchased. It's really something that's invaluable. And you see people all the time. They just have a natural talent for doing certain things. Now, the next one goes back to, you know, and then we'll take a break after I do this one. You know, I talked about things that money can't buy you, and truth and time, and, you know, trying to buy time. You can't buy time. You can't. You just can't. I can buy time on the air if I want to. I can buy time on a radio station, but that takes money to buy that, but it's not the quantifying amount of time that we need. So this takes me to the next one, which is health. And yes, it is certainly true that money can purchase our health care. It can purchase medicines that we need. It can purchase the tests that we need. It can give us the hospital stays and the care that we need. It can give us caregivers, but it cannot replace natural health, because once it's gone, it's gone. And I remember when I was growing up, my dad always used to say to me, you have two eyes, you have two ears, and you have technically one set of teeth. You have your baby teeth and then you have another set of teeth. And he always said, those are things that are valuable, because if you lose your eyesight, if you lose your hearing, there are things that can help you, but you can never truly get them back without devices that you need to spend money on. And I say teeth because, you know, every time I go to bite something open, you know, to rip a package open, I always hear my dad in my head saying, don't use your teeth. You know, if you lose your teeth, you can't get new ones. You can get new ones, but it's still not the same. And money has to buy what you don't have. So, you know, it's important to practice activities like preventive medicine, like exercise, like yoga, like natural self-care things that can cost next to nothing. There's more things that, you know, we can do that cost us money, But overall, it's really depressing. And I think of this when you see celebrities, and I thought of this because I thought of Joan Rivers and how much plastic surgery she had and that she actually died in a plastic surgery process. And for those of you that don't know who Joan Rivers is, look her up. She's a comedian. But I thought about how outrageous it was and how many celebrities and actors and actresses spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars with vanity in an attempt to try to stay beautiful when actually what they do is make themselves uglier facially, because beauty comes from the inside. I truly believe that. First off, aging is part of the beauty, a natural beauty of getting older. Wrinkling, gray hair is all part of what happens to us, even though I go kicking and screaming because I can't seem, it's vanity. That won't let me go gray yet, even though I could be kind of salt and peppery gray. I'm not ready to go there. On the other hand, there's procedures, medical procedures that we can buy. We can, you know, women go for implants in their bodies to make their boobs look bigger. Men go for hair replacements to make their bald head look better. But it's all things that money buys, and it's not natural. So we have to take the time to value our health. And how many of you made New Year's resolutions that, you know, you were going to get in better shape and you were going to exercise more and you were going to take better care of yourself? There's never a better time to take better care of yourself than today. So we should all be doing that. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more things. Some of them are really important, like manners and class. I can't wait to get into that one. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with Tell Me More with Carol Holloway. Hi, this is Carol Holloway from Home Improvement Fix and Facts. Listen to me live every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9 right here at WWDB. And if you can't listen live, make sure you go to www.wwdbam.com and listen to my podcast. Each week, we will give you great ideas on how to fix your home and some facts on how to put it all together. In the middle of our streets,
our house. Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
Joe Buck and John Smoltz welcoming you back to the City Center Convenience Mart. Well, John, the stage is set for the...
At the cigarettes.
There's nothing good back there. Quit now, and in 5 years, your odds of getting certain cancers drop 50%.
Meanwhile, Randy's stone-faced. He's giving nothing away. He just stands there, wetting his cashier's finger on that sponge.
Heather toes the rubber.
Here we go. Heather's arm is in motion. But instead of pointing at the back wall, she just grabs the gum off the counter.
That's a slick move.
Heather, back, back, back. She is out of there. Even Randy tips his cap to Heather. Stand Up to Cancer and Rally wants you to reduce your risk for cancer.
Go to takeahealthystand.org. I got
all right. Yep, that's right. Love can make you feel like a millionaire. So what are we talking about here on Tell Me More with Carol Holloway? We are talking about what money can't buy you. We all think it's great. We want to be happy. We feel like we need to have enough money to cover our basic needs. We worry about having enough money to put food on the table or being able to pay our medical bills in case somebody in the family should get sick. It's stressful thinking about money all the time, and it can negatively affect our happiness. So what is the bottom line? Money can't buy it all. It just can't. There are many things that are so vital to our happiness and well-being that you simply cannot buy. And I love this next one because, oh, man, are we seeing it everywhere. Manners and class. I'm putting those two together. Rude people are out there everywhere. And, you know, as the power of positivity says, rude people exist across the entire income spectrum. Yes, they do. How to treat someone is a respectful manner. Obviously does not come from money. That's what they say. Arguably, there are more wealthy and entitled snobs than those of modest means. And I have to say, I completely agree with that. Money can put you in a higher class. It can buy you more things, but it certainly does not make you classy. And Power of Positivity cites the fact, it says, if you need proof, see Kim Kardashian or Miley Cyrus, because they're truly not happy people. And all the money in the world doesn't make you happy. And I think it's so, they always say, look at a way a person treats a waiter or a waitress in a restaurant, or look at the way somebody treats their pets or an animal to determine what type of person they are. Are they a classless person? And I have met some people that, you know, think they are all of that and a bag of chips. And they are some of the meanest, rottenest people I have ever met. And again, those people can be right within your own family, which is so, so sad. So, so sad. I mean, money just can't buy you class. It just can't buy you manners. You can learn manners and be a more mannerly person, but money is not going to buy that. Either you have it or you don't. And class is just one of those things that, man, I've seen some really wealthy people that are tacky and lacking in class. And I've seen some very, very poor people that have just been some of the kindest, nicest people that I have ever met. So keep that in mind, and I'm hoping that with this new year upon us in 2023, some of the manners that we've seen in people and some of the rudeness that we've seen in people, maybe they can tone it down a little bit. I think the toxic atmosphere that we've had over the past 4 years have allowed some people to be classless and be rude and be aggressive. And for some people, that's really not their nature. So get back to who you used to be. And this one I love. Sometimes people will say, well, how many best friends do you have? Or do you have a best friend? Or some people, I've heard some people say, I don't have any friends, or I don't have a best friend. So true friends, absolutely 100% true friends. Just because somebody has a lot of money doesn't guarantee a true friendship. True friends, they love one another. They can talk about anything. They truly, truly care. And money does not buy those friends. So when you see somebody and they're like, oh, they have a lot of friends. Do they really have a lot of friends because they have a lot of money and people want to hang out with them? Or are they downright true, lasting friends? The ones that during a crisis that are there no matter what. Boom, you have a crisis. You can pick up the phone and call that person no matter what. That's a true friend. That's a lasting friend. That's a bond that you cannot break. And true friends get over themselves when they have disagreements. True friends know how to work it out when they have disagreements. And money doesn't buy a true friend. It doesn't matter who you are. And I am so blessed. I count my blessings all the time because I have true, wonderful, amazing, lasting friends. And it's not just one or two that I have. And that's why I consider myself blessed. And think about that. Who in your life do you know that no matter what? And a true friend can be a family member or not a family member. It can be somebody from your workplace that you've bonded with and has become a true and lasting friend. I have friends that I have known since third grade, and they're not just associates, they're friends. We get together several times a year. We hang out. We are there for each other. If somebody is having a crisis, we are there for each other. That is what is amazing. So some other things that you just can't buy with money. Now, you can buy information, you can accumulate knowledge, you can have elements in your intelligence in your intelligence, in your intellect, and you can exhibit wisdom. Those are things that can't be bought. You can accumulate the knowledge. Sometimes it takes money to do that, but you can do it without money. You can be smart, just have a good brain on, a good head on your shoulders, and wisdom. Those are things that you can never, never buy. Wisdom cannot be bought. I'm sorry. Either you have it or you don't, or you learn it over the years. But have you ever wondered how some of the wealthiest people in the world seem to act in the most asinine ways, like ridiculous ways? Let's take, for example, Elon Musk. He is now the second richest millionaire in the world because he lost a lot of money with all his things that he's doing. But he's doing so many asinine things. So all the money in the world can't make him less of an ass than he already is with the things that he's doing. So you have to think about that. So some wealthy people have stated that money makes them feel invincible. And as a result, they've made some truly bad decisions, probably like Elon Musk. And it's not only the acquisition of knowledge that makes it invaluable, but it's knowing that how to use the knowledge we have. How do we practice the knowledge that we have? How do we put it into everyday lifestyles and our living and our relationships and our love and our health? Again, these are all things that money cannot buy. You know, we can buy so many things out there. We can, you know, we can buy all the jewelry we want, and we can, like I said, buy a house, but it's not a home. We can buy designer clothes and makeup, but it just because we're buying all that stuff doesn't make us any better. It might make us appear to be better, but it's our inner self that we have to come to peace with. And money can buy wonderful vacations and take you to exotic places that you've never been, but it can't buy a close-knit family, you know? So the vacations that money can buy can give you the memories, but if you don't have a family to do it with, then what good is it? Money can buy flattery. You can flatter anybody. You can flatter anybody that you want. You can tell them how great they are, but you can't, money doesn't buy self-esteem. You have to find your own self-esteem within you. It can't buy you a happy life. It can't buy you true happiness. It can give you the appearance of happiness, but it doesn't buy true happiness. And why am I doing this show? Why am I doing Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, all about what money cannot buy you? Because the gift of our soul and our inner spirit and our inner being is so much more important than what money can do. Yes, money can make our lives a little bit easier in so many ways. And, you know, you hear about all these people that win millions of dollars in the lottery only to lose it within the next couple years because they're probably not good people to begin with, I think, or they don't know how to manage money and they don't know how to understand that it's something that comes from within. Some people give it all away. So money can buy you gifts for people. And I know there's a lot of people that I know that money is a road to help charities. So how can I break that down a little bit more? Money can help other people to live more comfortably. It can help charities to give the care and the health and the needs and the resources that people need. But if those people that are benefiting from what the charities are giving, from the people that have the money to donate it, don't recognize the gift that they're getting because it comes from within to recognize what it truly does for you, then what good is it? So I respect people that give money to charities. Some people do it because it makes them feel better. You can buy expensive tickets to all these different charity events, but it can't buy the feeling that you get when you go out of your way to lend a helping hand to someone or make their day a little bit brighter. So yes, you can give to charities, you can buy expensive tickets and go have a wonderful time, but it doesn't come down to what's really inside. It makes you feel good for the minute, but unless you go out of your way to help somebody who really needs a helping hand or to make somebody's day a little bit brighter. And I take this back to when my kids were going into food service, and I often said to them, and I'll say this to anybody out there in any job that's out there, we all have grumpy days. We've all bitten somebody's head off here and there. But when you're behind a register or you're at the counter doing an intake for, you know, maybe it's healthcare or whatever it is, and somebody comes in and they're super, super grumpy and super miserable and they're biting your head off and they're giving you a hard time, this is something money can't buy. Kindness. Kill that person with kindness. Be as gentle and as kind to that nasty, nasty person as you possibly can for many reasons. Maybe they're just a nasty person, but you don't know what happened in somebody's life 5 minutes before they walked into your business or your place of business or into it, wherever it is that you are. You don't know what happened to them in the last 24 hours or in the last day or the last week or the last month. You haven't walked in their shoes. Maybe they are dealing with something really tragic. Maybe they just lost their job and they're coming in to sit down and have a cup of coffee because it might be the last cup of coffee they can buy out, and they're grumpy and they're miserable. So the goal here is to be mindful of people that are grumpy and miserable. It's so easy to snap back at somebody. I'm guilty. I think we all are guilty. But if you can be present in the moment, if you can be present in the moment with somebody who is attacking you, the best thing that you can do is not attack back. Don't respond back. Kill them with kindness. Try to give them a better day as they walk away, but don't engage. What's that old saying? A pig in the mud likes to pull other people down in the mud with it. So be mindful. Money can buy all kinds of experiences in your life, but it can't buy mindfulness. And it's so necessary for us to be present of that every day. We have gotten so nasty in our society. We've gotten so mean in our society. All the money in the world is not going to change that. It comes from us, each and every individual, to make it better, to make it, you know, a place that we can manage. And just for example, like, money can buy us, you know, all these fun gifts, TVs and cars and everything, but it can't buy the well-being that comes from being able to manage your emotions and being able to manage yourself. So please keep that in mind. And I find that when people are being nasty or when they're being gaslighters or when they're being narcissists, and we have that in our family too. I think we all might have one somewhere in the family tree. But I find that it's easier to not engage with a narcissist or a gaslighter. We've talked about that on a previous show. It's better to just be gracious and say, I'm not going to engage in what you are doing. Because some of the most important things that we can do is be present in what is happening and accept people, even though it's, we want to lash out. If we can have the ability to be mindfully present when people are being nasty and just to try to accept them, even though we are being judgmental, we shouldn't in every situation. It's a tremendous gift to be able to do that. And it is very hard and you have to practice it. It's a life-changing gift and it's not available for purchase. You can't purchase being able to be mindful of what other people are going through. You can seek to understand it. You can seek to apply the concepts to your own life. But every moment that we are accepting is a valuable gift. And it's our job to navigate through the nasty waves that people make in our life, whether they have money to make it nasty or whether they're just nasty people down to their core. But if we practice patience and acceptance and presence throughout our life, do we need the money to go back and attack? I don't know. It's a good question. I'm going to take another break. And then we'll be right back with Tell Me More with Carol Holloway. Hi, this is Carol Holloway from Home Improvement Fix and Facts. Listen to me live every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9 right here at WWDB. And if you can't listen live, make sure you go to www.wwdbam.com and listen to my podcast. Each week, we will give you great ideas on how to fix your home and some facts on how to put it all together. In the middle of our streets,
our house. Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
Somewhere around 400 feet off the ground, an RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. When I first got out, I felt like my whole life had been smooshed down to just medical appointments. I was going to occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. I'm not sure I would still be here if I didn't find the Friends and Wounded Warrior Project that I did. Because there was a long period after the injury where I really didn't understand why I was still here. I felt like I had lost everything. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Oh yeah, we're talking about money and what it can't buy. And I think it's a good way to start your new year, start 2023 off, thinking about what you do have and not what you don't have. And I've gotten better at doing that. I've gotten better at being grateful and thankful for what I do have. I woke up today. I'm grateful for that. Money didn't do that. I did have a roof over my head. Money did put a roof over my head, but it made my house a home. Money keeps me healthy in some ways, but it can't buy me health because all the drugs in the world don't work to keep you alive if your number's up. One thing that just really gets to me is character and common sense. Those are two things that money can't buy. And some of these seem to be repetitious and they trickle across the ways of the different things that money can't buy you. But either you have common sense or you don't. And I'm amazed at how many people don't have common sense just to make a good decision. And let me say this, there's never really a bad decision, because even when you make a decision that you deem is bad after the fact, hopefully you learned something from it and you grew from that. And character, oh my gosh, how many people have you met that have such character flaws? How many times have you worked at a job and just had a boss that just didn't get it, that had no character, no empathy, no understanding for the people that worked for them? And then you go to other companies where you just never want to leave because the people in charge get it. They realize the importance of each and every individual person that works there. So money can buy us thrills and distractions and services, you know, like a cleaning service or, you know, a car service or whatever, but it can't buy loyalty, because think about it on the job. I remember a job that I was at. I was loyal, so loyal to that company, so loyal. I would have bent over backwards for the success to see them grow and to see them do well, but they were crappy people. And so I had to break away from that because I realized no matter how loyal I was to them, it wasn't giving me inner peace and it wasn't giving me serenity because they didn't see it. They didn't respect it. They had no character. They had no class. They had no integrity. They had no respect. They had no manners. They had no morals. They had it at times if they liked you or for other people. Sometimes they would show it if they were trying to schmooze somebody, but it wasn't genuine and it wasn't real. And all those things, morals, manners, respect, character, common sense, trust, patience, class, integrity, love, health, those are all things that come from within, that come from working on yourself. Money can make it a little better, but money can't buy you those things. You know, think about it. Money can't buy, we can buy the best gadgets that are out there. We can put our kids in the best clothes that are out there. We can buy our kids the best toys that are out there, but it doesn't buy us well-adjusted kids. If you don't spend time with your kids and you don't listen to your kids and you don't have compassion and understanding for your kids, then what's money? It's nothing. And if you look at some of these kids today, and there's some really disrespectful, nasty kids out there, but I don't necessarily blame the parent or the kids. I blame the parents for not taking the time and all of those things that I just read to you to make their kids well-adjusted people in society. So all the material things that are out there, everything that you can buy out there, can't buy you appreciation for simple things. I love when I go outside and smell the flowers, smell the roses. Not enough people stop and do it. How many people are actually thankful when they get up every day? Thankful that there's a roof over their head. Thankful that they had food on the table. We live in the United States of America. We are in one of the most prosperous countries in the world. But it doesn't have to be prosperous because of money. It can be prosperous because of the people that make it so. And that is so important as we are overcoming challenges, as we are trying to become confident in the direction of our country. Money can't buy solutions to problems. It just can't. It can't buy confidence. It can't buy confidence. You have to learn how to master your personal inner skills to have confidence. And there's a lot of people that lack confidence. Money can't buy you overcoming a challenge or your fear of heights. But only you can do that. Whatever your fears are, you have to find it within yourself to become stronger, to deal with what is out there. You know, and when I talk about time is one of the most expensive things, because you only have the moment you have now. Tomorrow is never promised. You know, what does Scarlett O'Hara say? I'll worry about it tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised. You're lucky if you get up and it's tomorrow, because then there's another tomorrow. So you can buy all the most expensive watches in the world and everything else, but it can't buy the time that you have right now, today, because tomorrow is not promised. And that's why we should do our best to try to treat people with kindness. We all forget. We can all have a bad day. We can get up with a massive headache one day and just be grumpy at the world. But when your emotions aren't in check, try to reel them back in. What did they say? If there was a day in the world where everybody in the world on that day could just be kind, that we could change the world in a day. The problem is we can't, because people always feel that they're better up than the next person. And those are things that money just can't buy. So live your best life. Make all the efforts that you can to not lose sight of the things that are precious to you, the things that money can't buy. And I think we forget that all the time. And I realize, you know, I don't have a ton of like tchotchke and stuff around my house. And every once in a while, I'll go out and go, oh my God, this is so cute. I should go buy this because I like it. But then sometimes I start to question myself, like, do I really need it? Like, no. Like, I don't need junk or tchotchke or extra things in my house. But, you know, we still buy them anyway. They make us feel good. But it doesn't manage and control your emotions. So you have to think about that, you know. Your well-being, you might buy something. It might make you feel good for the moment, you know. Like, I'm like, okay, I want a new comforter for my bed because it'll be pretty and it'll make me feel good when I walk in. But if I didn't have it, is it going to change my life? No, not at all. So we have to really analyze and go deep within ourselves. We have to learn how to have a simple appreciation for the people that are in our life, simple appreciation for what we do already have in our life. We can't buy inner peace. We just can't. You can practice it and you can work hard to find it, just like you can buy all the books in the world, but you can't buy knowledge. You can't buy wisdom. And you can't buy experience. You can buy an experience, like a thrill ride on a roller coaster, but you can't build the experience of having lived something and looked at what the end result is from what you did. I always feel that everything that we do in our life, you know, sometimes I've beaten myself up. I think we all have at some time or another where we're like, oh my God, why did this happen to me? Oh my gosh, why, you know, we have that why, poor me. But I always look at those things as life lessons, as learning lessons. When one door closes, another one opens. When maybe it's a window, maybe it's only open a crack, maybe you have to do more. But I feel like right now in this year, we are given 24 hours, 365 days of the year to live our life the best way that we can, to be better people. And yes, I get it. Money can make it really nice when you can, you know, do really fun things. And when you can help, I love that we can help people with it if it makes their life better and they understand and they appreciate it. But money can't buy things like civility and decency. And, you know, you can learn manners, but it can't, you can try to learn manners, but the true path of that can come through, that you don't really have them, that it's something that you're trying to do. I think we all lack in that. You know, you can take etiquette lessons, but it's not going to teach you how to be a decent person. No matter what you do, if you're not that person on the inside, you can have all the manners in the world, but if you're not that person on the inside, that nastiness will shine through no matter what you do. So understand how important it is to really be in the moment at the moment. Yes, money can make our life a little bit easier. Like, just think about our significant other. Think of all the gifts that you might have had under the Christmas tree, or all the gifts that you might have bought for Hanukkah, you know, for your significant other. But it can't buy the intimacy that you get from getting to know somebody really well, one-on-one, being with someone who truly, truly listens to you and understands you. And I think that's one of the biggest things that you have to take from this lesson. You know, you can buy the appearance of happiness, but you can't buy happiness. You really can't. And if you do buy happiness, like Wes and I get sometimes the happiness and joy of eating a good chocolate bar. It's momentary. We enjoy it for the moment, but you can't buy the happiness, the kind of happiness that you feel deep, 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 deep within your soul. So I hope I maybe enlightened a few people here. Maybe you'll think a little bit differently about your life, or maybe you'll think a little bit differently about how you treat people in your life. You know, you can buy acquaintances. You can. But you can't buy friends who will stick through you through thick and thin. So take a minute and be thankful for everything that you have. And before I give us our words of wisdom for the end of today, I just want to remind everybody that I am back here tomorrow for my home improvement show, Home Improvement Fix and Facts, where we are going to be talking about deductions for 2022. What home improvements were or are deductible for 2022, and what you want to be aware of going into 2023 to keep your portfolio together so that you can accurately prepare for your deductions for 2023, but maybe you're going to miss a few that you could have had, especially if you put on some new doors and things like that. So make sure you listen to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway tomorrow from 8 to 9. And if you miss the show, you can listen to it live, you can listen to it on the radio, you can listen to it on Odyssey, but you can go to the podcast and listen to it there. And I actually have two words of wisdom, and money happens to come with it part of this. You can never win playing dirty. ever, ever, ever. So money can buy you anything that you want, but you can never win at playing dirty. Karma is real, and you reap what you sow. What goes around comes around. And my last words, this comes from word porn, and I love it. Word porn gives me a lot of good stuff. Smart people don't tell you how smart they are. Rich people don't tell you how rich they are. Tough people don't tell you how tough they are. Honest people don't tell you how honest they are. Con men do. So think about that when you're talking to somebody and what they're telling you. Live your life to its fullest. Money doesn't buy you everything. I am so happy that I was able to kick the new year off with you. Here goes 2023. Let's make it a year that we can be thankful, grateful, and share some kindness and love going into the new year. It'll bring you so much more back than what you ever thought you would get just by throwing crap out there. Get the good stuff. Put the good stuff out and get the good stuff back. And we'll be back next week with more of Tell Me More with Carol Holloway. Thanks for listening.